I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And we welcome to the studio today a local trio that has a new album coming out next week. And you can catch them every Tuesday in January this month at the Red Star in Duluth. It is Retribution Gospel Choir. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in. It's
Thank you.
Retribution Gospel Choir, live from Studio A, and that is the dub version of the band that you will hear every Tuesday in January if you go down to the Red Star in Fitgers in Duluth. And I believe those shows start at 9 o'clock, right? 9?
Yeah, and well, we've been shooting for 9 to 11, and yeah, I think people got a little bit late, got there late thinking we were starting at rock time, but no, we're starting about 9-ish. Going to 11-ish.
All right. And Retribution Gospel Choir, of course, is Alan Sparhawk, who we just heard there, Eric Pollard, and Steve Garrington. And lots of excitement going on for you guys right now. You've got your new album coming out next week. Two songs. Two-song album.
Two-song LP, yeah. They're each about 20-minute songs, and it fits nicely on each side of a vinyl, so we pretty much based it around that. Yeah, I just went and looked at the artwork sleeves and we're pretty excited.
It's beautiful. You had some of them here, and really lovely, lovely work that they do there down at Chaperone.
That's David.
Yeah, his artwork.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute, but let's talk about this dub thing that you've been doing. You did this a couple years ago, is that right?
Yeah, we did a little residency at the Red Star a couple years ago. Yeah, reggae's sort of been a big influence on, even though sort of Retribution Gospel Choir, I guess their records have been, it's a rock band. It's a kind of a rock trio. And, but I don't know, we sort of incorporate a little bit of reggae influence every once in a while, probably mostly because we listen to it a lot and just kind of fans of that music. And I don't know, always kind of curious and always wanting to kind of learn a little bit more about it. So I guess a few years ago, we just started flat out just doing shows where we played all kind of these dub grooves and experimented. And I don't know, so far so good. And we're giving another, we're taking some new lessons this month, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And for people who might not know, it is kind of a brand, dub is kind of a branch of reggae, but what kind of sets it apart?
Well, yeah, dub, I guess sort of a Northern Minnesota boys version of explaining it. It would be the sort of the originally like reggae music. The people who would produce and mix the records started experimenting more, and they were sort of gearing it towards these street parties that were going on. And, you know, everybody wants to hear that song go a little bit longer, you know, and sometimes like the DJs would sing or do fancy tricks over the tune kind of while it was playing. And it sort of became, it sort of evolved into this music where basically they would take the rhythm track from a tune and run that mostly as an instrumental and sort of affect different things, add things, subtract things, drop in little moments of things, and then have it echo. A lot of times, if you hear reggae where there's a lot of echo and things kind of coming in and out, that's sort of more in the dub reggae. I guess dub being from dubbing, I guess that comes from a technical term of dubbing something, you know, dubbing something over and adding something to it, or you know, the process of recording something over to something else. And I don't know, it's kind of a really long history. It goes back and forth between America and Jamaica. The dub music influenced a lot of things in America. It could be traced as a influence on hip hop early on and dance music at multiple levels over the decades. So I don't know. We're fans, and we're just trying to learn a little bit about it, and share it with people because we think it's really kind of music that heals and makes good things happen. I think.
Just the feeling of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's a meditation music. It makes you listen to music a little differently. I think that's kind of the thing that I noticed a lot about reggae is that if you start listening to it, you start hearing things differently. You hear the drums differently. You hear the bass differently. And you start, then it just kind of opens the door to what you hear then and everything else you hear.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned before we came on the air that what you guys are doing is kind of interpretations of music that you've kind of covers, but your own interpretations.
So yeah, where is I'd say, in essence, we're ripping off the grooves of certain tunes. There's certain artists that had stuff that was more repetitive, and we're probably leaning more towards that kind of stuff. A lot of Don Carlos, there's some Gladiators stuff. We're big fans of the Congos, Bunny Wailer, well, all the Wailer versions and members, but I don't know, there's a lot to be learned from it, and there's a lot of variety of different kinds of stuff. But I don't know, is there anything?
Well, let's hear something else, and then we'll come back and talk about the new album, which we're not going to hear anything from the new album today. Two songs, both 20 minutes long, so today I don't think we're going to hear either of those songs, right? But we are going to hear some more of the dub stuff. And also, like, what do you do differently for the dub thing? It seems like you have different equipment that you bring along.
Yeah, a little bit. We got a drum pad here. Eric hits some electronic drum noises. We do that a little bit with the rock, but it's not as evident. And then, I have a mic that's by the snare drum, and I'm running that through an echo into another speaker that affects things and kind of gives a little bit of a, that's sort of more the most distinctive dub kind of effect thing is putting delay on something that's rhythmic, and then letting the bass really ride. I guess that's kind of the key with it.
All right. Well, let's hear something else.
Thank you.
We're getting a dub set from Retribution Gospel Choir today, live from Studio A. And we're going to talk more about the album, Alan, next week, next Tuesday, week from today, the release of the new album, which is called Three, to follow up One and Two.
Yes.
Really save yourself a lot of trouble coming up with catchy titles.
Yes, I've learned my lesson. We always come up with ideas for titles, but they end up being the kind of inside jokes that the musicians come up with that are not funny to anyone else, and so we stuck with Three.
And as we mentioned earlier, it's two songs, and it's coming out on vinyl, right, primarily?
Yeah, Chaperone Records is putting it out, local label. Yeah, it's coming out on vinyl. It's going to be on CD as well, but the vinyl sleeves are silk screened and really beautiful, and vinyl is awesome. And we spent time and found good people to get the vinyl done right. So I don't know. For me, it's really about this artifact. I like the idea that the vinyl format sort of fits and in many ways sort of dictated this record and the kind of the way we put it together and how what we dreamed of doing next, you know. But yeah, I don't know. I would say buy it in vinyl if you have the I shouldn't advise people that, but yeah, I don't know. It's really cool on vinyl, and we spent a lot of time making sure it sounded good on vinyl. So,
and you said doing vinyl kind of dictated what you ended up doing. Is that why you decided just two songs, 20
yeah,
minutes
two
each?
Songs, 20 minutes was mm-hmm. kind of the ideal length of time for a side of vinyl, and I don't know, it sort of grew out of having these couple songs that we were working on at the time, and it just we didn't know what to do with them, and we were just kind of experimenting with them live, and just the idea of the two fitting together on one piece kind of made sense. So,
and that's kind of funny because I was reading about your previous your EP that came out not too long ago, and kind of the same thing, except the
opposite,
songs are completely the opposite. But it was kind of like, well, they all kind of hung together, and we wanted a place for these songs.
Right, was four songs on a 7-inch vinyl,
and short and sweet and power
just
pop
2-minute songs.
And now you're kind of going the other direction. But this is something that's been part of the band, you know.
Yeah,
since the beginning, this particular sound on the album.
This record's probably more indicative of what we do live, and we're kind of excited about that. And not so much that it sounds so live, like you guys are playing live. It's just when we play live, sometimes we play songs for 20 minutes, and it's very improvisatory or whatnot. And so this is definitely more the energy of the way we play live.
And I was reading something, the little thing that you wrote on your website about it. The first song, you said especially, and it's called Can't Walk Out, Side A, really represents what you guys do live on stage right now.
Yeah, more or less. It's a repetitive riff that kind of goes, and it's pretty psychedelic and very loose. I don't know. Yeah, it gets very out.
And side B is the one that features Wilco guitarist Nels Klein, who you go back a long way with him, I know.
Yeah. We've known Nels for quite a while, and he's been a good friend and played on different things that I've been involved with over the years. And when Wilco was in town this past summer, we kidnapped him and brought him up to Sacred Heart Studio for 2 hours, and it was quick. We just started playing the song and plugged him into an amp, and we just played it. And it's the sound you get on the record is essentially the first 20 minutes of what was a 57-minute take. So no, 53-minute take. We just kind of started playing the song and stopped after about 53 minutes. And went and took the first 20 minutes and put it on the record.
What would fit on the vinyl?
Yeah.
And he had recorded, you know, you guys had recorded with him before, but you hadn't used the material. Is that right? Like for your two album, I believe?
Yeah, that's right. He played on some stuff that we had recorded, and it just didn't. I don't know. It didn't work out.
So now you actually have a chance to have him.
Yeah. Finally, have it put out. Yeah. He was losing faith in us. So. Yeah, sure. You're gonna put me on the record.
Now he's somebody, you know, as a guitarist that you've expressed admiration before. What is it about Nels what is it about his guitar playing that you like?
Well, I guess probably my more primal side would be excited about the fact that he's a noisy guitar player. He's he uses noise, distortion, and improvisation, sort of taking ugly sounds to make something beautiful most of the time, I think is what I hear when I hear him. I tend to favor those kinds of guitar players, Mark Rebo, Neil Young. Slash, of course. Nels is, he's a great guy. Once you've met him, hung out with him a little bit, he really is one of the nicest, kind of most inspiring guys you'd ever meet in the business, so to speak. And he really is gifted. He can step into something and really play the clutch parts, which is a really rare gift. There's not a lot of guys that can play like that. And so I don't know. I think the record, the song he plays with us is pretty much a testament to why he's great. I mean, he hadn't even heard the song, and we just started playing, and he started playing along with us, and it came together, and you can hear him learning the song. I mean, I don't want to give away too much, but essentially you can, the reason we used that first 20 minutes is there was a lot of interesting things that happened during that whole hour, but the first 20 minutes you can hear us sort of coming into the song and arriving at it and then trying to get out.
And that song is called Seven, and that one actually I think people can listen to right now on the internet, retributiongospelchoir.com, if they go there. There's probably a link to it.
Streaming on our website. And yeah. No, I don't know if we can. We can just say that it's there.
And again, that is the album is coming out next week, a week from today. Hey, I want to congratulate Eric and Steve. The band Actual Wolf was named one of the best new bands for the past year. They have their own side. They have a life without you, Alan. I know that's hard to accept, but.
Yeah, Eric doesn't have a mic on him, but I will speak for him. No.
Well, and you also produce the album, so you get some kudos in there too.
I'm sorry, I'm being facetious. Actual Wolf is Eric's songs, and he's been doing this for quite a while, and I helped him with some of the recording on this record he did with Chaperone, and we're working on a new one. But yeah, Eric's got some great songs, and Steve's in the band, which I think should be enough for anybody. And they're pretty good. They just, like you said, they've been getting some notoriety down in Minneapolis recently, and hopefully that'll continue.
All right. Well, just wanted to get that congratulations in there. All right, you guys want to finish up with something here? What do you want to do? Well, I assume another dub tune. Retribution Gospel Choir doing some dub live from Studio A, and they released their two-song album on Duluth Chaperone Records next Tuesday. And one last question about that, Alan. So your last release was a four-song EP. This is a two-song album. Does that mean there's like all this extra material out there that, that is just waiting to be released? Or is...
Steve is nodding. So yes. Yeah, we have all varieties. We'll see what we do next. I don't know. We're gonna do this one and play it out a little bit.
See what happens. Well, thanks so much, guys. That is Alan Sparhawk, Eric Pollard, and Steve Garrington, Retribution Gospel Choir. Thanks for coming in. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Chris Harwood and me, Christine Dean, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by The Playlist, Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North on WDSE WRPT. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.